Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Us, a show dedicated to bringing real help to real couples. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, guys? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and together we are high-performance marriage coaches.
We are cutting through the bullcrap and creating a movement of happy, healthy, badass couples all over the world.
Let's go! Good to see you again. Today, we have an Instagram question. If you're not following us over on Instagram, go there right now.
What are you even doing?
Yeah, what are you even doing? Seriously. And on TikTok, too, at Anatomy of Us. Okay.
Nope, Melanie, Anatomy of Marriage.
Anatomy of Marriage. All right. Melanie doesn't know this question,
okay, sorry,
although she read it. So
I didn't read it.
Marriage question. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Marriage question. My wife and I have been listening to your show for almost a year, and now we love it.
Hey. Whoop.
Thank you for listening, my friend. It has really helped us improve our marriage, our communication, and the way we love each other. Yes. Success.
Yes.
I've heard you talk on the show several times about how Seth is a hunter. Well, he's talking to you, apparently.
Okay.
Because he referenced me. I'm a hunter. So he's talking to you right now.
I do the Instagram.
This is something that I have recently decided to take on in my life. Nice. Let's talk. I've wanted to do it for years, but I've never really had anyone in my family who hunts or from me to learn from. Me too, my friend. I finally decided to teach myself. As I delve into this new lifestyle, the time and money invested have become a source of tension between my wife and I. Her love language is very much quality time, so the idea of me doing something that takes me away from her and our four kids,
yikes,
for any significant amount of time causes a lot of stress in our marriage. I was wondering how you guys balance this. And if you have any tips for alleviating that stress.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
First of all, thank you for following us. Thank you for listening. We're super stoked that
and
this
if
has
you're
been
his wife, we love you and we're going to help y'all out. So I just don't want you to be mad if you didn't know he wrote in.
That's right. So there's no names or nothing like that. But hunting is awesome. It's fun. I look forward to it. It helps me connect to myself and God and nature, and it is
by
great.
Blowing up its creation.
Hey, I ate some deer that I killed just today for lunch, actually. We ate some last night for supper. So super good, super healthy, tons of benefits around that, right? However, my friend, it is not healthy if that is all you are doing. Mm-hmm. If a lot of your money is going to that, if your time, attention, money, resources, mm-hmm. brain energy is going to that, then let's bring that stuff back into balance. There was a time, I mean, deer season, elk season is a finite time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a month out here in Washington. Lame.
Well, luckily they're walking all over there's elk like tap dancing on the front of our porch half the time.
So. Right. But so it's like the season is like a little over a month long, which I look forward to it. It's great. It's fun. But that is a big portion of what I think about when it's deer and elk season. Melanie has come to understand that, like, if I say,
well, I'll share my perspective on it.
It's good weather. Can I go out? You know, mm-hmm. I know, whatever. And she's like, generally, yes. And I have done that in a flippant way before, and then also have done it in a very respectful way, and even not gone hunting if she's like, yo, I'm super stressed. Can you not go today? I'm like, sure.
How many times has that even happened, though? I was trying to think about that. I don't think
I've ever. I mean, a couple times, not like it doesn't.
I think it's only happened like twice that it was like, hey, this is actually really, if you leave right now, I can't get Hattie to the bus stop and whatever. I don't feel like it happens very often, but.
Yeah, that happens less than it doesn't.
like a percentage, I think, would be helpful because I feel like I almost never.
It
tell
happens
you not
6%
to.
Of the time.
That's good.
Six times out of 100, it's happened. However, we've come to that understanding, and it's just like anything else. Mm-hmm. If you're doing something too much, and I say, "Hey, can you not?" You're not going to be.
Can you not?
You're not going to be all weird and butthurt.
If you said it like that, I would.
Right?
Can you not?
Now.
Well, let me talk. I want to talk about this because I think it's cool. I'm excited for you guys and I have some things that I think are helpful to factor in. The first thing I would factor in is how old are your four children?
Yes.
Our children now are teenagers and a 10-year-old. So they're old. Like they can wipe their own butts and make their own meals and like go places with friends. They can mm-hmm. take bikes through the city. Like they are old and they don't need my help all the time. Now it's different when you have toddlers or newborns. Or like preschoolers, because mm-hmm. they need a lot more physical care. They need a lot more like actual time with you, right? So even little kiddos need time with dad. Like that's important. And so if you've got four kids under the age of 8, maybe not. Maybe we're really going to narrow down how much we hunt, and maybe we can ratchet it up each year by a little bit, because that's a tough season. Or if you're going to hunt, maybe grandma comes over and watches the kids each time you hunt. There are really practical ways.
And you arrange that, right?
You touch my arm.
Pausing you for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too, is that he arranges it.
Deer season opens Saturday. I've arranged for grandma to come over and help.
And definitely have that conversation before the month of deer season, if that's the route that you go. If you've got a friend or family member who can help out with kids, mm-hmm. and you talk to your wife about it and say, hey, I'm thinking about arranging it so that when I'm hunting in this window time frame, you grandma comes and helps for 3 hours every time. Would you like that idea? If you do like that idea, I'm going to arrange it with grandma. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, some people, this is not you, some people go really far away to hunt. Like,
right.
some people in out here will drive all the way to Eastern Washington, which is like at a minimum an hour and a half away, mm-hmm. one way. Some people go like 5 hours away.
Well, some people go on
hunting trips and stuff.
Well, I'm going to Hawaii in June to go deer hunting, which I'm stoked.
You're a diva.
That's for just 7 days. So anyway.
That's really uncommon for Seth to do, is mm-hmm. to go away ever to hunt. He hunts locally at the places that you can hunt.
In the backyard.
Well, there's lots of places right where we live that you can hunt. So That's one factor, is how old are your kids? And are you just like dumping all of this stuff on your wife because you're like, well, I want to do this thing. And you said it was okay once, and blah, right? Mm-hmm. So let's not do that. We don't want to do that. The other thing too is now. This applies to anything. So whether you're into cars, whether you're into technology, whether you're into hunting, whether you're into like
bands.
Antiques, are you a gearhead and you're buying everything? Like, hunting, I think, shouldn't cost much after the initial setup, but it only costs a lot if you're like, ooh, I need this new vest. That's how all hunters talk. Oh, on the RuPaul hunting show.
They're hunting something different.
But I don't know that there should be much
They're hunting
expense.
Bears.
Enough. So like after you have your vest that's orange, your smell-away smells, your guns and bullets and hat and boots and pants mm-hmm. and shirt, is there much after that? Or is everything else just like, I want that. So I went and got it. I know
stuff like this
probably gets your juices flowing.
It gets the juices flowing, and
Cabela's,
companies that make stuff like this
know
mm-hmm. that's you can
all
just
I can
buy
think of is that this is going to be so, I shouldn't even say it. If there are not hunters, I will not say this because
what are you gonna say?
That tool that helps you skin.
Oh, gross. No, that's gross.
If you're a hunter, you might know what I mean. Like, is there a new one of
that.
Those?
I just do it myself. But anyway.
But anyway,
yes, you can spend a buttload on it, right?
But you don't need to.
You don't have to.
Just get your muzzle loader and your orange vest.
Muzzle load? Well, you could muzzle load.
There's muzzle loading season.
But anyway, how about this? You set, you're talking to your wife about it. If I wanted to do a new sport, which I just did, I'm going archery hunting, right? In
bow hunting?
Yeah.
You call it archery hunting?
Bow hunting. I don't know, either one. Bow hunting. And I don't have a compound bow. Well, I didn't, but I went out and bought one, mm-hmm. right? So the setup, the bow, you want to get something good, not just a piece of doo-doo, right?
They ain't taking a piece of doo-doo to Hawaii.
Exact. You want to get the arrows and all the stuff that comes with it. And there's a budget around that. Mm-hmm. So say $2,000. I haven't spent $2,000 on all the archery
but
stuff.
But you're fitting to.
Yet. Yet,
but let
right?
me.
But hold on, hold on. So you get a game plan, a budget around that. How much is a rifle? What are you going to hunt? What are the things? Do I have zero camo? Do I have nothing? Do I need a truck to go up in the mountains and the woods and all that stuff? Get a budget for it and go, hey, I really want to get into hunting. Here's all the benefits. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. Here's what I'm thinking of spending. First of all, do you have the money? Are you on the same page budget-wise, financial-wise? Mm-hmm. Would you, husband, or anyone listening, be okay if your wife was doing something similar? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to be super stereotypical here. Hey, I want to start sewing on my clothes. I need a sewing machine. And go to
make
Jo-Ann
it more
Fabrics.
Botox. That's about equal price. I want to get more Botox.
Shoot, that's more expensive. But anyway, would you, husband, be okay if your wife did the same thing?
Right.
I want to get into photography and I need a $1,500 camera because everything else is dookie. And I need the lights and the I don't know, screens?
Shims. I don't know. Umbrella?
The, you know, when you
lighting.
Do this.
Yeah,
the,
I don't know. Telescope.
The lenses. The lenses. Oh, that's going to be a buttload of money. Are you okay with that? If you're not okay, then...
Yeah, if you're saying, okay, wife, let's you have can't a conversation, do that thing, but I right? can do this thing.
But let's be real. Okay, whenever I get deers, which I usually get one or two or three sometimes, the meat is amazing, feeds family and stuff. But there are years that I spend a buttload of time
enough
in the woods.
Enough with the buttload.
And I don't get anything. So is that payoff okay? Am I just trying to talk myself into, I'll save so much money if we get some meat and blah, 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 and all right. this stuff. Not really, you know, mm-hmm. you won't. So what are the motivations, the intentions mm-hmm. behind it? Just be real with yourself. Yeah. And so I would ask this person, what stress is it causing? Is it financial? Is it, hey, I'm gone all the time. Mm-hmm. I've got four kids under 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling my hair out and they're pulling each other's hair out. Mm-hmm. So I need you home. Okay. Maybe it is not the best time for you to go hunting.
Well, and let's say, so you said like, what's causing your problems? Is it financial? So it's going to be all of the above for sure. It will be all of the above. He kind
money,
of said
time.
So. Mm-hmm. So then if, okay, what is the financial problem? Let's get really granular because most people don't. Most people go, well, it costs too much. Well, how much is too much? $8, $8,000? Like what? Let's figure it out. So again, I think another thing I want to add a layer onto this of the equipment side is that every year Cabela's is going to come out with new crap that you're going to want to buy. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be a year where you're like, I have all of the no smell spray and
it's like tattoos.
And like pee stickers I could ever need. I don't need more.
How many people do you know that only has one tattoo? No one. Unless they're like some grandma that got a Daffy Duck on their ankle at Daytona Beach.
Your aunt? Just kidding.
Right.
But I'm saying this truly because you are always every year going to be tempted to buy more. And every year you're going to have a justification for why you need the new scope or you need the new case or you need the new boots or the vest or the hat. Every year you're going to feel that temptation. But right now is the first few years. And right now, if you don't have oodles and oodles of money and oodles of time, you've got to make a choice that honors your family and your wife specifically, because she needs to be honored in this or else she will hate hunting and mm-hmm. you'll never get to go. So I want you to really hear it from like, I need to make some adjustments based on her needs. So, because again, if your kids are little, like even at what age do you think is a little kid that needs dad home more than often or any parent? I think 10 even.
10?
Relationally.
I would say 8 or 9.
Okay. I'll do that. That works. But like kids need dads and moms. So I don't want you to think like, oh, it's hunting season. I'm gone forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I think that there's, you really do want to honor your wife in this because the more you can honor her, the more she's going to honor hunting. Right? You hear what I'm saying? So if she needs you to be home maybe 20% more than you want to be home because it's hunting season, honor it. Figure out how to find a common ground that feels good to both of you and just know you're not retired. You can't hunt every hour of every day. That's not the season of life you're in, you know?
Yeah. And okay, let's do some pre-planning and forethought around this. You know that you're going to be gone X days during hunting season. Do something and provide the same opportunities for your wife.
Right.
Hey, you want a girlfriend's night out? You want to go to the thing or
Indiana Jones in theater?
You're into sewing now. I will buy you a sewing machine. And do some classes at the, I don't know, sewing machine class kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just not, oh man, how can I get to go hunting all the time?
You know what we used to do is I would say if during hunting season, can you clean more?
Right.
Like that's an actual thing that we've negotiated in the past where I was like, you're gone a lot. And he would be gone at really challenging times, right? Dinner time and breakfast. Like these are the times when normally he's the only times he's home. Mm-hmm. And so then he was gone during the day at work anyway, but he would be gone at the times when I would need help the most. And so I would say, hey, could you clean more? Mm-hmm. Like I know you clean some and that's helpful, but if
you, or do you some know. Meal prep, or I mm-hmm. remember sometimes if I didn't get anything coming home that night, giving you a call and saying, hey, I'm gonna pick up some dinner.
Right. Yeah. Like
if
adjusting.
If it's hunting on the weekend or something, right. something like that. So adjust and respond appropriately mm-hmm. and have some forethought mm-hmm. into things. Like I would go hunting and Melanie says, hey, what time are you going to be home? usually it's by night, but I always said, well, if I get something, add 2.5 hours to that, because you got to drag it 500 miles out of the woods and all that stuff, and it takes a long time. And then, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, you could put this on anything. Hey, I want to race cars. I want to do public speaking.
What's our budget? What's our timeline?
I want to fly down to California a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm. Week?
a couple times a year, right, for 3 or 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Right.
So, okay, mm-hmm, I'm completely fine with that. And of course, our kids are older, so it's almost like zero deal.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we just also...
it's not zero deal.
We have
a
very good balance of how we work together in our home and in a bunch of stuff. So the other thing I want to say too, there's a couple things, but I didn't grow up with hunting in my family. My sister's a vegetarian. Like, multiple people in my family are vegetarians.
She's a frietarian.
Don't talk about her. But so I did not grow up appreciating hunting, knowing anything about it. I just was like, oh yeah, that's what hicks do. And then I married a hick.
Nice try.
I did though.
You love it.
I do. So when Seth, and again, I didn't realize you didn't grow up with hunting. I never really thought about it. That makes sense. But, so when Seth first started hunting, really, I was like, well, I don't know anything about it. I don't have any really strong opinions, but then it was like, he was gone all the time, whatever. And so I think the only adjustment that we had to make, there was two big ones. One was like, my family kind of put him down to me about it. Like, ew, gross. He's hunting. Gross. Just go to the grocery store. Like, that's what Safeway's for. That's what the queue is for. KFC. And I would have to, that was something I wasn't expecting, to have to like defend that he was hunting, because I didn't understand it. And if for a long time, I didn't eat the meat that he got because I didn't like how he prepared it. And I didn't know that it could be good. Now I love it. Elk for days. Elk all day, every day. Elk sausage is the only thing I ever want to eat.
Like, kidding?
A snappy sausage all day.
Oh, you mean Landjaeger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
the best. If you could make the whole, just run the whole elk through it, I'll pick the hairs out and eat the Landjaeger, everything.
Be a lot.
For real. But so that was one thing that I didn't like expect to have happen. And, but then another element of it that I think is important is that I want Seth to grow and to feel really fulfilled in his life and to make friends and to do new things. And so I'm probably more open and willing than maybe most, I don't know, maybe I'm not, to like allowing him to do that. So, mm-hmm, oh, you want this kind of car? It helps you hunt more. Okay. Like, let's figure it out. We'll work together and make that happen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like make me feel like he doesn't want to be with me. You know what I mean?
If you want to do something, kind of like I was saying earlier, if you want to do something, be willing to do the exact replica of that and even more for your partner.
So get your wife a hunting outfit.
No.
And a gun. Just kidding.
Well, if she's into it, sure. But what I'm saying is, if you are asking, don't ask of your spouse something that you would not do for them in return.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Are you hearing me on that? That's pretty good. I'm gonna listen to that later and mm-hmm, remember it. Don't ask to go hunting. Don't ask to go sewing machine class. Don't mm-hmm ask to go down to LA. Don't ask to do this. Don't ask to do that. Unless you are willing 100% to do it for your spouse.
Right.
And doesn't that seem like the divine order of love?
Don't use my concept against me. Yes.
So I can't use your ideas on the show? Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Yes.
It's reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it's skewed, then come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. I will say too, it takes work. If you want to add in a new hobby, it takes work. And you might have to stay up an hour extra to clean or whatever that looks like, to help your wife out, to get, maybe you get a food service. I don't know. A food service. What is that? HelloFresh. Maybe you do something like that to help her out. And you would have to figure that out with her. So don't do it without asking. But another thing that you said in here is that her love language is quality time. Mm. So if that's the case, and now let's figure out the timing of this. Are you hunting like 4 hours away for 4 days? That's a different story than I'm hunting 20 minutes away for 4 hours.
The way that I do it, I hunt during season a couple of times a week, mm-hmm, sometimes even twice in a day, mm-hmm, during season.
Yeah. It's like really hyper.
It's not driving anywhere to go far away. And that works. Like Melanie said, it takes work. We just didn't come off the bat, mm-hmm, saying, hey, I'm gonna be gone for, you know, 30 days straight hunting mm-hmm. all the time. It was a lot of trial and error. What makes sense? What is just normal reciprocal
right.
behavior kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Oh, for him to be gone. Okay. Make up for it. It's kind of like if you're going to take a vacation at work or something, you know, you put an out of office email mm-hmm. or whatnot. You do all of your stuff. It's if we're going to take a vacation, what are we going to do? Maybe batch record mm-hmm. on days.
We'll have to figure out who's taking care of the dogs. Who's, like there's a bunch of stuff right. that we have to do to
same
prep
thing.
For that. But I want to go back to like, if her love language is quality time, you can make up for that just in that season, right? So if you know that her love language is quality time and you know that you're going to be gone for an amount of time, find a balance and then do it intentionally as a couple. So get the power couple planner, schedule it in, right? So if, and you would, again, this is a lot of it's going to be based off of her need, not yours, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I say it like that. One thing I will add in here is that I think my appreciation for Seth's hunting changed a lot when I saw the kids' response to it.
Mm.
They just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So if you're queasy at all or aren't familiar with hunting stuff, maybe skip this next part. But like when Seth would get a deer or an elk, he would hang it in our backyard to drain it or whatever that's called. I don't know.
No, you just let it sit for a
little
bit.
Let it sit. It was just chilling. It was in a lounger from its antlers. But like you have to do things to it before mm-hmm. you can process it, meaning tear it, take it apart or whatever.
It's a whole science lesson for the kids.
Well, that's what I say. The kids would go down there with him while he was processing the deer or the elk. That's what we call it. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Yeah.
But he would have like a big table down there. And again, this is our backyard and it would be like cold out. Usually it's like October, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When it's season. So the kids would go down there. Sometimes they have like headlamps on and they're watching him take it apart. Right.
Right.
And they're helping him put it in the cooler or whatever the process looks like. And I didn't go down there usually because I was like making dinner or cleaning dinner or cleaning. I was like doing house stuff with mm-hmm. with Hattie because she's little. But their excitement for it really changed my perception of it. And then when they liked how it tasted, that mm-hmm. was a huge, huge thing for me because it's way better for you. Let's just be honest.
Let's be real.
Like elk and deer from the wild are 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 times better for you than anything grown, especially in a factory farm setting of mm-hmm. bajillions of cows. If you've ever driven by cow farms, you know mm-hmm. how not good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is that. I actually got persuaded by sort of time, I guess, time and the kids' energy persuaded me.
Well, you saw it differently, right? Mm-hmm. Just like if you wanted to do something that was, I don't know, similar to that, mm-hmm. cost some money, time away, then, and I started seeing the fruit of it, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is a positive thing.
Right. Well, it's mastermind that I
Yeah, our kids are seeing how mom has changed from the mastermind, mm-hmm. the conversations she's having, the relationships that you're building.
Mm-hmm.
The kids see that.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I was fine with it from the get-go,
right.
but this is just an added benefit. So, I don't know, maybe the wife can kind of think of it that way too. But husband, I will tell you, just from a fellow hunter to dude kind of thing, keep it in balance and don't get butt hurts, which I would get kind of butt hurt some like in the early, like, oh, don't go. I'm like, oh, but the conditions are perfect. I can't stand it. I saw the tracks early. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ah, but you can't do that, right? So mm-hmm. be mature about it. And if your wife is saying, I am struggling, don't go, then be an honorable husband and don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'll trust me, you'll get more chances to hunt.
Yeah.
And do stuff. Right.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is condition based. Like mm-hmm. how old are your kids? Are you spending, are you buying a hunting thing every week that you just don't need? Cause if that's the case, just get the stuff that's like total basics that you need. I think another thing too, is that sometimes hunting friends can make you want to buy more. I'm just saying this as I'm aware that it's a vibe. And that can escalate where it's like, if you're with your good time buddies and they're all buying a new vest from Filson or whatever you would buy, but you can't afford it. And you told your wife you wouldn't buy anything else, but then you buy one because the vibes are high. That's going to cause a fight because you're not respecting and honoring, like essentially, this is the best way to look at it. You both have expectations of hunting and they're probably going two different directions at two different trajectories at two different velocities.
Ooh.
You need them to line up,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like that teepee poles idea we talked about
right.
on another episode. You need to figure out where your hunting energies line up, your wife's and yours. Like, they have to line up. If they don't, you will always be in conflict about it. You'll always feel cheated. She'll always feel cheated. And there'll be a lot of fighting about it. So again, I think it's important to say that I am here for the development of Seth's life. Like, apart from only marriage things or only parenting things, he's a human, right? He has things that he'd like to go try and fun stuff to go do. And so I've never wanted to like put him down for that. But really practically, like in the earlier years, it was, hey, if you're going to hunt on Friday from 6:30 to 10, will you please do two loads of laundry and take the dogs something? I don't know. Take the dogs a snack. I don't know what you would take our dogs, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like really, really tangible trade-offs.
Balance it out.
Yeah.
Like a trade-off. I'll give you this. You mm-hmm. give me this. It works for both of us. Mm-hmm. Like a baseball card trade. You got to both be happy.
Ken Griffey.
Give me a Pete Rose for a Ken Griffey.
Okay. Signed or not?
Ooh, if it's signed, that, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of that word when they're like very first a player.
A rookie.
A rookie card or not?
A Pete Rose rookie signed would be worth a lot.
I know.
More than Ken Griffey Jr. 1989 Upper Deck. Anyway. I know.
Randy Johnson signed?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
But so those are the two. I've already used every Mariners player I've ever known.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez signed.
A-Rod?
My mom had such a crush on him.
Okay. So this isn't just about hunting, right? It's cool. On the front, it looks like hunting, but really it's about communication. Mm-hmm. It's about negotiation. It's about acceptance. It's about a fair and equitable distribution of time
and goods,
resources. And well, I guess that's goods as well. And also, what makes your wife happy? If you know her love language is quality time, fill up her love bucket, mm-hmm. right? Her Gottman talks about an emotional bank account, mm-hmm. right? Are there 5 positive experiences to 1 negative experience?
I don't think, is that the same thing as the emotional bank account?
Yeah, the 5-to-1 ratio. It's like you have to have 5
positives.
I feel
like that's 2 separate thoughts, but
it's,
you always use them interchangeably.
I think it's the same, right? So,
well, it's like you have to have an abundant, you can't be deficit, like your bank account can't be empty and you can still go get stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it might be different.
No, you fill it up by a 5-to-1 ratio.
I don't know if that's correct. But anyway, I was going to say one more thing. What was I going to say? Oh, this also applies to anything else. Like, my husband wants to play guitar now. Has he bought an amp the size of Canada that he wants to put in your living room? And you don't want an amp the size of Canada to put in your living room? Mm-hmm. Maybe let's have a conversation about it. Let's like find our 2 teepee poles of expectation around this thing and make them line up. So, and again, that could apply to getting a new hobby, starting a new friend group. Like, this applies to anything. Mm-hmm. You both have expectations of it. If you're in a healthy relationship, you will both give and take in it. You will give, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, you'll have to do some give and take to make it happen. For example, when I was doing Pilates, mm-hmm. like Pilates is expensive and I would go every single day of the week. And so there was give and take. Sometimes it would be like, hey, I got to go run to Pilates. Will you get the kids on the bus? Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, so there's push and pull and give mm-hmm. and take all the time, but it can all be done lovingly and respectfully.
Mm-hmm. And it's predictable. Right?
Right.
Hunting season is definitely predictable. Look at the regs in your state. It starts on this day. Can I go on this weekend and this weekend? Mm-hmm. And if there's a rando date in there where I get off work or it's sunny or weather's good or whatnot, mm-hmm. Can I go then? Okay. Hey, here's the Pilates days that I go. XYZ. Oh, there's a special thing today. Pam invited me to go at a rando time. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if it really stresses me out, do some housework before you go right. to Pilates or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's yeah. just a push and pull. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's not just about hunting. It's about how you
yeah.
do everything else, how you communicate, how you allocate resources.
Yeah. I'm going to add one last thing in before we wrap it up. Like, this made me think of it, that we use our calendar. We have a shared calendar, right? This is a forced function of having a business together. We didn't really mean to do it, but we have a literal shared Google calendar that we both work from all of the time. And everything goes in that calendar. Everything down from like kids having to go to Taekwondo, to my women's group coaching calls, to Seth's calls, to client calls, to hunting times, to like doctor's appointments. Every single thing is there. So that we aren't scheduling things over one another, or like, well, didn't you know I was going to take a walk with Pam? Why did you stay late? Like, I put my walks with my friend. Mm-hmm. I put them in the calendar weeks in advance, actually, as we schedule it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying that because, wife, it might be helpful. Your husband might not know what he's, quote, like, leaving you to do if it's not outlined. If that makes sense. So, mm-hmm. like, it could be that he doesn't realize you're doing, like, all the laundry, all of the dishes. You might be, well, duh, of course he knows that. But it might be really helpful to write it out. Mm-hmm. And that way, too, it will be more conducive for when you guys make that agreement of, hey, if you're going to hunt on this day, I need you to take these three tasks off of my plate. Then it will feel more balanced. Then I won't feel so stressed out. And we can watch a movie when you get home or whatever.
And so that takes intention. Say that I have an Amon Amarth show coming up.
Let's say that. Okay.
August 4th, 6:30 p.m.
Heathens of the Row, Heathens Row, or whatever it is.
No. So, but I put the, say that I put the concerts in on August 4th. That's when it's happening, right?
Oh, that soon?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're coming back again. And that's crazy. I do want to go. And so you could see that. Hey, we talk about it. Hey, heads up, in August, that's a long way away, but this is coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you cool? Sure, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Okay. As the date gets closer, if something is on your plate, you go, oh, let's check out the weekly calendar. Of course, like, and this goes in sync with the Power Couple Planner.
Yeah.
Go to anatomyos.com, get the Power Couple Planner right away. Change your marriage, change your life. Thank you, Melanie, for making it. Since you're looking at the calendar, since things are planned out, oh, Seth is going to the concert on the Friday. Man, I have a full week that week. Can I delegate something extra to him? Because I know he's going to stay out until 11:30 and get in a fight at the Viking concert.
Oh. Oh. Okay. You're getting in a fight at the...
No, just kidding.
That's your dream.
But I come back, but I'll come home late, right? Okay.
And the thing,
you mentally prepare for it. Hey, Seth, before you go, which is cool, have an awesome time, do some laundry, pick up XYZ from the thing and... Go have fun.
Right.
Okay. Same thing as hunting. And are you going hunting here?
Yeah.
Do this the night before.
It also could be, again, arrange for childcare or help. Arrange for the house, a house cleaner to come. Like, these are really, really, really practical things that go a really long way. Mm-hmm. And another really beneficial part of the Power Couple Planner also, but even just scheduling your life together, is that what gets measured gets managed. So you will be able to look back and say, oh, you've been hunting every day. I mean, hunting is hard because it's only seasonal, but like, let's say you're hunting and going to the shooting range. You can track things like how much you've spent and how many hours you've been there, gone, or at the range or whatever. You can actually track it. Mm-hmm. So these aren't just nebulous things like, oh, I don't know. I mean, you've been gone a lot. No, you can be like, you've been gone 8 hours this week at like the shooting range. That's not going to fly, right? So use data and metrics for your benefit. I don't know. I just think not enough people do that. Like, don't just have it be like, well, I think you do it too much and then never measure.
I feel like you do.
Well, right.
You can feel that way, but
Right. It comes across really different it's like phone time, screen time.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like, oh yeah, I probably spend like an hour on my phone, and then you look at your screen time and it's like 7 hours.
Well, our kids say, I just got home 30 minutes ago.
4 hours later.
I'm like, hey, let me check out your screen time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely
that
not.
Says otherwise.
30 minutes.
Right.
But we hope that this is helpful. Again, like all things in moderation, if you're just starting out with hunting, you don't need a bazooka or the top of the line, anything that one would hunt with. Maybe someone hunts with a bazooka. I don't know.
If they're hunting tanks.
But you don't need all of that stuff. Have really life-giving conversations with your spouse about it. Spouse, be open to these conversations. And I really just hope that this is helpful. And it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
come
hunting.
Join the mastermind. We'll talk about hunting. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of hunters.
There's
in
a
there.
Bunch of lady hunters too in mine.
Sick. Women's group coaching. Go check it out. Anatomyofus.com. Mm-hmm. Go to the resources page. And then also, the group page. And also badasshusband.com to get in a mastermind. Because you are the sum of the five people that you hang out with. We want to hang out with people who are doing more stuff like we are. And that is awesome. We lift each other up. So, go to those websites. And thank you so much. All right, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Happy hunting.
Thanks for listening to Anatomy of Us. This podcast is produced by my mom, Melanie Studley, and hosted by my dad, Seth Studley. Our show is edited and published by our producer, Reva Hansen, from Creative Media Support. Special thanks to our Patreon members that get an extra episode every week. Thanks for watching. Love you. Bye.